After a year off, spring assessment tests will once again be conducted across Oklahoma. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on how districts are prepping and how it's different from past years.
There wasn't a lady who swallowed a bell, how it jingled and jangled and tickled as well.
In early 2020, Calumet Elementary School's sixth grader, Devin Hellman, was reading to first grader Cross Stilley.
I don't know why she swallowed a bell. I wish she'd tell.
This was a normal scene at the school before the coronavirus struck. Reading is a top priority for elementary educators here and across Oklahoma. And I was in Calumet to do a story about the techniques used here to prep for state testing. That story was derailed, just like the tests themselves, by COVID-19. Calumet Elementary Principal Lindy Randbarger says the virus has made many of the techniques employed here, like older and younger students reading together, impossible.
I started a reading intervention group myself, so every day I see certain kids and help them out.
Students will take 15 minutes out of their physical education time to work on reading.
We take a little bit of their PE away just so they get that one-on-one because they're not getting it at home and they just need a little bit of extra time.
In a normal school year, districts are graded based off their students' performance on end-of-year assessments. Federal law mandates states test students for English, math, and science in 3rd through 8th grades and one time in high school. Calumet Elementary regularly gets an A on its state report card. But Rentberger isn't so sure about this year's tests.
I do feel good about it, but I don't know that we would pull off an A.
Rentberger explained that Calumet Elementary is a small, regularly high-performing school. But still, tests are tough during a pandemic. That's why the State Board of Education voted unanimously late last year to not grade schools based on student performance.
This will be very different from any other year, so how the data is used will be very different.
That's State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister. She says though test results won't determine a school's performance on the state report card, they'll be helpful in future years.
We'll be able to use these scores as a reset of the baseline.
In districts like Calumet, Hoffmeister says teachers and administrators have a good idea of how students are performing.
But that is different than a state level view. And it's important that we are able to see that as a state and that we can look at these particular student groups that really are going to require additional levels of support.
Some educators wanted to do away with the tests altogether this year. Last summer, former teacher and Tulsa Democratic State Representative John Waldron penned a letter calling for just that. The reasoning, Waldron wrote, is the tests will give leaders an inaccurate baseline of where students actually are.
It'll be like a baseball statistic with an asterisk.
Waldron is generally a critic of the assessment tests and school report cards. A 20-year teacher, he says they have too much of an effect on how schools operate.
When you measure a phenomenon, you change the phenomenon. And there is this wag the dog effect where the test becomes the driver of good instruction because it provides a clear, measurable outcome.
Waldron says getting rid of the label of a grade is helpful, even if it's only temporary.
People who are teaching in schools that are labeled as failing are rock stars, and the kids are making triumphs there every day. If all you see is the letter on the report card, you're missing most of the story.
Even in high-performing schools like Calumet, that attitude is welcomed. Principal Renbarger says getting an A is a point of pride after her school received a C in her first year on the job. But ultimately, not being graded is a relief for teachers.
It's just a test. Let's just look at it that way. Let's just take it and move forward. We know where they're at.
The tests will happen after spring break as scheduled. For now, it's unclear how the data will be used. But the results will ultimately set a baseline for schools as they make up for time lost because of COVID-19. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.